Hi, this is a dictation for patient Tanza Lewis, TANZALEWIS. Tanza Lewis, date of service is 8/20/2025. Date of accident is 6/1/2025. Date of service 8/20/2025. Date of birth is 6/17/1986. Tanza Lewis, T like Tom, ANZALEWIS. Date of patient is reporting neck pain to be tune of 8 with some pain in the right shoulder at this time around 10. Mid back pain is 9, lower back pain is 9. Some radiation of pain posteriorly as numbness and tingling to the left buttock and left posterior half of the leg mid thigh as leg feels weak and but she has never fallen. Numbness and tingling off and on. Now she is also reporting some numbness and tingling of the right arm, which is off and on, and she has a weakness of the right arm. Motor power was reported by 4/5, even by the emergency room. And minimal pain is reported in the left shoulder. So the pain level is 10. ADLs are affected 10. 10% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review, substance abuse, additional history, as well as for the medications. The patient complains of Tylenol codeine not being effective for her, and it causes an allergic rash. And so the patient is now provided with the following medication, which is Mobic. 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, pain relief, and Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety, panic, and Zoloft is provided for anxiety, panic also 50 milligram twice a day. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. Her meds were reviewed, and patient has been in compliance so far, except the last on 8/13 she saw Dr. Bashar Elia in Southfield, who is referred by her attorney. And she got 30 days supply of Narcos from her, from this doctor. She is ordered to continue physical therapy to the affected areas. And she remains off work, housework replacement, and transportation. She is advised to have an injection of the right shoulder, intra-articular and right supraspinatus injection based on the MRI finding. The MRI was done on 7/22/2025, and it shows the following. There is a tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon at its attachment, 11 millimeter, and complex tear of the anterior superior glenoid labrum. And AC joint changes, paralabral fluid is present anteriorly. Biceps tendon is completely normal. The patient is undergoing injection of the intra-articular right shoulder and also to the biceps, to the supraspinatus rotator cuff. The physical finding and complaints point towards this. There is a weakness of the right arm 4/5. And patient has a difficult time lifting the arm in abduction beyond 90 degrees. Hawken Kennedy test, P test, Neo test, anterior posterior apprehension test are all positive, pointing towards this situation. Injection is provided to release the pain, improve the ADLs, decrease the need for surgery. Injection was done according to protocol. 5 cc's of dexamethasone and Marcan 0.5% was injected each area successfully. Thank you. Patient tolerated the procedure very well.